You know what?
What?
I actually think I'd suit a mustache.
Yeah.
Handlebars or something, you know, or like a Tom Selleck yoke.
You'd look more like the fella that checks tickets on the 27 bus.
Leave it out. Maybe so, but before November, and that's what really matters, Joe, it's about raising awareness for men's health, mental health and suicide, cancer, relationships and stuff lads don't always talk about.
Movember's been funding over 1,300 projects worldwide since 2003. In Ireland alone, they've helped over 10,000 players, parents and coaches build mental fitness and resilience through GAA clubs, and they've pumped €2.5 million into prostate cancer research at UCD.
And you don't even need to grow a moustache. You can move 60 kilometres, host a mad event, or do your own daft challenge.
Right. I'll grow the moustache, you walk the trot.
I might as well. Sure, I'm wearing a tracksuit anyways, Joe, huh?
The moustache is calling. Raise funds, save lives. Sign up now at movember.com/register. Go loud.
Would you like to come and stall it?
Ah, will you just stall it, look?
I'd like to come and stall it.
I'm not really in the mood.
Well, come on and bleed and stall it.
Yeah, house hatcher.
I'm not a house hatcher.
We'll stall it for a crack. We're gonna have a laugh.
Are we recording?
Well, I mean, it's recording.
Episode 223.
223
in the place to be. 223 is the place to be right now when you listen to the stall it. Do you want to go faster? Can you speed up our conversation a bit to go faster?
Darren Conway with the fucking Steelers hat. The Pittsburgh Steelers.
Just rock up here with that merch.
Did they win?
Yeah.
Did they, yeah? Who would you play? The Vikings.
The Vikings. They were beating them like for most of the game, and then like it came. Do you know what's weird about that sport? There's like 10 minutes left and you're like, grand on, 10 minutes left, lovely, get a point. But it's like that 10 minutes can be like an hour.
Oh yeah.
Because it's just
yeah.
The stoppages. I'm just like,
yeah.
Well, the whole is this supposed to happen or?
It's chess.
Is something going wrong?
It's not like,
pull that mic down.
Is there something wrong here? Why is it this 10 minutes turned into 2 hours?
Yeah, they hold on to their breaks, what do they call it? Like a little
interval?
Quarter. You get five kind of timeouts.
Timeouts, yeah.
You get five timeouts per quarter or per half. You hold it until the end. But yeah, even the last 1 minute.
Like, the last 1 minute's like an hour as well.
Yeah.
Everything's an hour.
Yeah.
Like 1 second is an hour.
Because it's one move. It's one move usually takes like 20 seconds.
Mm.
And then they say, all right, break. Because they run up. They want to just recalculate. What score was it in the end?
26-24.
So it was fucking tight. Yeah, that is so tight.
But at one point it was like 21-8 or 21-9 or something like that.
That's only three touchdowns in the difference. Mm. It's not a whole lot. Touchdown, do you like NFL now?
I've always kind of liked that. I just like don't really watch it much, but like I get it more than I used to.
Did you go to it?
I went to the college football like 2 years ago.
But you didn't go to the NFL?
The one on Sunday?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, right, okay.
Was that it?
Okay. Chicken.
I was with all the big dicks. You stop mooching around there while I'm talking about the NFL.
Working there,
yeah.
Okay. All the big dicks were in.
Except for me, I feel like I was the only person on Instagram that wasn't at the fucking thing.
Oh, Lewis Capaldi and all was there.
Nah,
he's sitting right behind me.
Stop.
Yeah, I swear to God.
Seriously.
Yeah, I didn't bother him though. Amy did. Amy slapped him on the back and said, "Oh my God, Lewis Capaldi," and he's like, "She had to frighten the shit out of me."
Really?
Yeah.
God, he's gonna have fucking a breakdown again, a nervous breakdown, yeah, because of Amy.
I'd have that in my head, like about him, like, you know. Yeah. And many others would as well.
Yeah.
But like, it's Lewis Capaldi. You see a celebrity and you're like, FOMO.
Were you in like a celebrity enclosure?
No, it seemed pretty open. Maybe it was like that section was just kind of like tailgated for that type.
Did you get a picture with him?
I didn't.
Did Amy?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's like he took it and it's like he's in the corner. Just like that. And she's like that in the other corner. I was like, that looks Photoshop. Doesn't even look real.
Because he was playing, wasn't he? He was playing in the
next day, yeah. It's on Monday. Monday, wasn't it? Yeah. Played on Monday. Owens
You want me to check when Lewis Capaldi? No.
No, it was Monday.
Monday, yeah.
Yeah, it's fine.
Yeah, it's okay.
He's only saying, was it like just in conversation? I didn't actually check.
When was the game on?
Sunday.
So he probably wasn't playing Sunday, was he?
No, it was Monday.
Exactly.
Or could have been Tuesday.
Or Saturday.
It wasn't Saturday.
It wasn't Saturday. I had tickets to it and I forgot all about it and then I missed it. His gig.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Did you get
I wasn't raging because I'm not.
Did you pay for the tickets?
No.
Oh, well, then.
I know, but still, I would have liked to see him.
They'll take you out of that group chat if you fucking do that again.
I know.
It'll happen. What happened to me?
People drop out, I know.
They took everyone out of the group chat and put everyone back in bar me.
They started a new one, just without you.
Just without me.
Should have just kicked it out.
Didn't even want to go anyway. If I want to go to a gig, I'll pay for it like everyone else. But Dermot Kennedy, bumped into him.
I wouldn't even know what he looks like if I
saw
him.
Oh, yeah. That's what Amy said, actually. Said, I didn't know what Dermot Kennedy looked like.
Yeah.
And I was like, what are you talking about? You didn't know what he looked like. I thought she was just saying it for the content.
Now, if you start talking behind me, I'll be like, huh? Dermot Kennedy?
Would you not know him if you'd just seen him? Like,
I don't think I would, no. If someone said it to me, I'd probably say, yeah. Oh, yeah.
I know someone he was walking by and just went, Dermot Kennedy. And do you know what he said?
What?
Big fan.
Of you?
Yeah. And
sketch.
Then I said, what
a sketch.
Come here, come over here, Dermot. Why don't you follow me then? He didn't follow me on that. Like, do you even know who I am? You're just saying that because I have a VIP lanyard on like yourself?
Oh, yeah. You could say that about anyone.
Yeah.
You could just point at people and say, big fan in that area. Big fan.
Yeah. Amy got a fault with him as well. Who else? I heard Roy Keane was floating around. I didn't see him though.
Ah.
I met Chris Jericho.
What?
Got a photo with him.
Break the walls down.
Chris Jericho.
Class.
You thought Chris Jericho was dead?
Yeah.
You were thinking of Chris Benoit.
Probably. Yeah, probably.
Same first name.
Chris, yeah.
Chris.
Half,
yeah.
50%.
You could
right.
easily mistake that now because it's the same name, like.
Jericho.
But
he's
alive. He was at the game. He supports the Vikings, though. And I said, sorry for your loss. Like, he turned around and he said, do you think this is a fucking funeral, pal? No, he didn't do that.
You probably thought you meant Chris Benoit.
No, stop talking about Chris Benoit. Stop talking about him. The WWE have forgotten about Chris Benoit, okay? He's not spoken of and we're not going to speak of him either.
Except for right now.
Except for now.
A free Steelers hat and he has very cosily sidled up to big power in sports, hasn't he?
And music.
That too, yeah.
But yeah.
You have to rock the merch. I'm a Steelers fan. Steelers Nation, baby.
Why are you a Steelers fan and not a Vikings fan?
Because I like the Steelers. Well, I didn't support any NFL team. I know I wore a Raiders hat, but I just liked that because of NWA.
Okay.
And I also just thought they were like a baseball team.
So it was good, was it?
Yeah, from what I watched all of the game, like start to finish.
Did you not?
No.
Did you not? Did you leave?
Like a bit, like where I was just like, at the quarters and stuff like that, I got up and left, like, and then like the odd time, you obviously need to go to Jack's or whatever and miss something, but like, it's so long, like I feel like you don't miss anything, it's that long.
Yeah, yeah.
Like with a football match, like you glue to your seat and you get up at halftime and leg it back, like. But it's kind of hard to structure on when to get up and when to come back and, do you know that kind of way? But,
did you know what was going on? Do you understand again?
Yeah, I understand it. Like, I'm only kind of understanding it more recently, but like, I think I know it. I think I know it.
It's great. We were only talking about it last week. You were saying it's on at awkward hours in the morning. It's actually on at great times. Yeah. It's on at like 5 o'clock here, 6 o'clock here, and then 9 o'clock, which is perfect. It's in between the football, and then you'll have the international break coming up now, so you can focus on it. You can enjoy the NFL. What?
I'm gonna watch more of it.
You should keep an eye on the Steelers.
I'll let you know how the Steelers are getting on. Yeah. You can ask me.
Keep us posted about the Steelers.
You can ask me then, a little quiz, and I'll give it to you.
Who's the quarterback?
Don't know. Not yet. Don't know yet. But I will. I only know like three players.
You do. You brought the fucking quarterback around Dublin.
No, that wasn't it.
The tight end.
Oh, that was the tight end. What's his name?
Pat.
Pat what?
Fryermuth.
Pat Fryermuth. What's the tight end do?
Don't know. Legs it around.
Bit of tackling, I think.
He takes care of the quarterback.
In fairness, about 90% of them just do a bit of tackling.
I feel like everyone's a defender. And then there's just one up the top that just catches the ball for a touchdown.
What's he called?
The linesman.
No, what's the fella who receives the ball called?
The receiver.
Yeah. There's different receivers. So there's wide receivers. And
no one at that game knew what was going on. Everyone's just like, their phone's like that. Lewis Capaldi's over there.
Except the Yanks. There was some Yanks over.
Oh yeah, loads of them.
Hell of a lot of Yanks.
More Yanks at that than The Irish.
Yeah. Did you have a few drinks at it?
What's it like? I had more than a few. Drinking on the job.
Was that platters of food?
Yeah, it's free food, free drink. I was in like this big VIP area. Swinging it around the points.
No matter where they follow,
you'll know it's true.
All right, I don't want to spend another recording session hearing about Darren's latest junket.
Yeah. No, you have to though. That's the way it's gone though. No. That's my life now. I used to stay in the house all the time and now I've finally blossomed.
I was just about to say, I think I preferred it when you came in and we asked you, what you do this week? He said, nothing. Played PlayStation.
He was doing nothing.
At least it was real.
Not anymore.
Brushing shoulders now with the stars.
No, see, when you get a taste for it, I know where you're coming from now.
Me?
When you, yeah, when you're mingling, like, you get a taste for it, you're like, I want to do more of that.
Joe loves a schmooze.
I like a schmooze now as well.
Stop. I'm not encouraging this.
I used to be a non-schmooze. I used to be in the background and let Joe schmooze if we were ever in that environment. And now I'd be like, do you want me to go over and talk to him then?
It's only a matter of time before someone taps you up for public support of something.
Oh.
I don't know.
Are we
less
talking
good?
Like, why would that be a thing?
I have a feeling Jim Gavin's team is going to come to you and ask you to run his social media campaign for his presidential.
Something more sinister than that. But.
Oh. What are you thinking?
Bit of sports washing.
Ooh.
Influencer washing.
Ooh.
Some repressive regime will offer to give you an all expenses paid trip to somewhere and you'll go over and film what they tell you to film and it all look very shiny and
it's like
warm
it's fronted by a cartel.
No, it'll be the government or the rulers and they'll just hide.
Hey, do you want to come over and MC the Riyadh Comedy Festival?
Mm.
Hell yeah.
Yes, please.
A lot of people doing that.
Everyone's doing that now. Riyadh season.
Not the boxing. Is he not doing it now?
He said no.
No, fair play to him.
Oh, absolutely. Would you do it?
Would I do it? See, for us, it's such big money, it's hard to turn down. But if you're as big as, you know, like, there's people who don't need to do it. Like, what's your man's name, fucking, that's doing it?
It's like fucking,
we had Louis C.K. doing it. Like, maybe
I've
he
seen
needs money.
Like an ad on YouTube of Thierry Henry. It's like 5 seconds and it's for a betting company. And it's like Thierry Henry and it's like 5 seconds and he's like, are you clued? Are you signed up? Or something like that. It's like 5 seconds and I'm like, he does not need to do that.
Yeah.
Why does he need to do that ad? Like,
a few quid.
But it's like, he has enough quids. Like,
you don't know.
Like, do you ever think like a footballer like Thierry Henry has like, I feel like he has unlimited money with all his sponsors, all his money he made as a footballer. Well, I suppose the wages were lower when he was playing.
They were lower, and he, like, you know, you I'm 35. If I was a footballer, if I was a professional footballer, I'd be retired now. And I'd be like, what the fuck do I do now?
But is there not many opportunities? Like, I don't know. Maybe I'm just thinking, like, for myself, like, do you know, like, from my perspective, but, like, I feel like Thierry Henry doesn't need to do that ad. This not even just that, it's betting. Like, even the way Messi do a Pepsi ad, or, like, whatever, it's like, do they need to do that? Are they obliged to do that? Like, it's a PR, like, where it's like you have to sign up to do this X amount of stuff a year, like, or...
No, you can turn things down, but I think everyone has a price.
Mm.
A lot of people, anyway.
Mm.
But I do, like, I get what you're saying. Like, would your morals not get in the way? Like, especially comedian... Who's the black fella?
It's not even,
the black comedian, the controversial one who came back doing loads of Netflix shows that he was cancelled for a very long time. Bladen says stuff about trans people and gay people and stuff.
Jesus,
for God's sake, come on, the black comedian.
Dave Chappelle's
doing it. I'm like, bro, you're minted. You are minted. You do not need to do this. What are you doing this?
I'm not even saying because it's a betting thing. Like, I'm saying in general,
just
in general, like, you know, like, do you need to do a 10 second ad on YouTube? Like, do you know that way? Like, because
if your agent said, here, come here,
they're giving you $5 million
for half a day's work. And all you're saying is, are you clued in?
Are you signed up? Or whatever it was. But like, yeah, it's just mad. Even Tony Cascarino does one as well, doesn't he? Tony Bet.
Is that his company though?
No, he has the same first name and it fits.
It's mad. When I was working in that TV station.
Kevin Hart does betting stuff as well.
There was a Ukrainian station and it was sponsored by Paddy Paddy Match. Now people are aware of it now, but like years ago people weren't aware of it. And like Conor McGregor started popping up on it. Like he was this, and I was like, nobody in Ireland is even aware of Paddy Paddy Match.
What? I don't even know what that is.
It's a betting company. It's a Russian betting company.
Okay. It's not here though.
It's, I think it's starting to creep in here, but it's not a big thing here. You're probably not aware of it. You will be, I'd say, in about 2 years' time. It'll be another big betting company. But it's massive. It's one of the biggest betting companies in the world. But you're just not aware of it. And over in Russia, you could just say, right, I'll do an ad over in Russia. No one's going to see it where I live. And it's just a payday. Big fucking payday.
Mm. Well, that's if you're known across the world, isn't it? Like,
yeah, of course. Maybe you're big in China and you're not even aware of it. Like, if you became, if you could just tap into that Chinese market.
Go on, give us the reference to The Simpsons on.
I'm not even thinking of The Simpsons. I'm thinking of snooker. Like, snooker players are superstars. Like, yeah. Ding Junhui, the snooker player, yeah, is the biggest thing in China. Like, he's so fucking big.
Yeah.
So big. But, like, it's here, like, we're just like, oh, yeah, he plays
like
snooker.
Son that played for Tottenham is massive. Is it Korea? Is Korea, he Korean? Yeah. Yeah, yeah. Like, massive, like.
Yeah. But he's a footballer and, like, he's massive all around.
Yeah, he's
the
massive
world.
All around.
There's actors, shit actors, that voice American TV shows and are celebrities for voicing these American TV shows in China. And you'll never know who they are. But they're massive, multi-millionaires, like. It's just a market. And obviously the reference for The Simpsons, where he doesn't even know that he's on, was it washing powder?
Yeah.
Mr. Sparkle.
Speaking of The Simpsons.
Hang on a second. I just want to give you a good one in that vein. Eamon Zayed, footballer, played for Bray Wanderers, moved to a club in Tehran, capital of Iran, and he scored a hat-trick in the Tehran derby in front of 100,000 people.
Jesus Christ.
When was that?
As good for years ago that happened.
Did he become a super celebrity in Iran?
I believe so.
Isn't that mad? 100,000 people, like, and we didn't even hear of that.
It's amazing. It's amazing.
You know what?
What?
I actually think I'd suit a mustache.
Yeah?
Handlebars or something, you know, or like a Tom Selleck yoke.
You'd look more like the fella that checks tickets on the 27 bus.
Leave it out. Maybe so, but before November, and that's what really matters, Joe, it's about raising awareness for men's health, mental health and suicide, cancer, relationships and stuff lads don't always talk about.
Movember's been funding over 1,300 projects worldwide since 2003. In Ireland alone, they've helped over 10,000 players, parents and coaches build mental fitness and resilience through GAA clubs, and they've pumped €2.5 million into prostate cancer research at UCD.
And you don't even need to grow a moustache.
Mm-mm.
You can move 60 kilometres, host a mad event, or do your own daft challenge.
Right. I'll grow the moustache. You walk the draw.
I might as well. Sure, I'm wearing a tracksuit anyways, Joe, huh?
The moustache is calling. Raise funds, save lives. Sign up now at movember.com/register.
Do you go up, Dan?
I went down to Mead. There was a harvest festival on, which is like a, I guess like a country festival, because there was nothing else on. There was nothing on in Dublin the weekend, so. And it said that it was in Clonshock, or Dunshocklin. And I thought Dunshocklin was in Coolock, so I said, ah, we'll do this. I genuinely thought it was, and then when I looked it up, it was like, oh, Dunshocklin and Mead? Fucking hell.
Is there a Dunshocklin in Coolock?
I think so.
Or is that Clonshock?
Maybe there's Clonshock.
Clonshock.
Something like that.
Something like that, yeah. Definitely has a shock in it. There's definitely a shock there, isn't it?
Well, it was shocking when I went to it. It's just everything that you expect when you go to the country and go to like a festival.
Like the Wonka experience all over again.
It was like something out of Father Ted. Like you got there and the first thing, it's like a park. Let's say it's like Fairview Park and then you just have country stuff around. They had like sheep tied to railings that you could just go over and rub. They had baby lambs in a pram. So they couldn't escape. Just in it, just sitting in a fucking pram like two black lambs.
Sounds like torture.
And it's like, it's just what the fuck? It was this a fucking festival? They had, you know, they had bouncy castles and stuff like that. But they also had, kids were playing football in a circular cage. And I was like, how is this a thing? Like, it's just fucking football. Just, why are they in a cage? I don't get it. What the fuck is this?
It's like a circular cage. Like actual cage, like
in a cage.
It's just like open the gate on it and go, go on in there and have a kickabout.
Five aside inside a really small cage, like a UFC cage, but with a roof on it, like a Hell in the Cell.
What was it advertised as? This like, have a kickabout in the big circular ball.
Football in a cage. That's what it is. That's literally what it was.
Man, it sounds fun. Football in the cage.
Yeah. Doesn't get better than that. If you like cages and you like football.
Yeah. I've just if you're big into the old cages and you like a bit of football as well, then fucking fire away.
Yeah, stick some gloves on them as well. That's what it was like. It was like one of them fucking things you'd see in a Russian video where the players are battering each other as well at the same time.
Yeah.
There was that. There was some bouncy castles. Some, do you know what it was? Go on.
Is that okay? Was there a poster for this? Like online or anything, where you're seeing like a poster with all the stuff that's going to be there? And
I asked AI, I said, what's on this weekend for the family? Oh, right, right.
I thought that, you know, the way like when these things are on.
Well, it said like, oh, go to the Natural History Museum or go to
the
zoo.
They always give you that shite.
Fuck off, like I've done all that. Like it's nothing specifically on this weekend, and it was like, no, it's Dublin, there's fucking nothing on, there never is anything on. Go fuck yourself if you want to do something with your family.
Yeah,
fuck
you fucking
you, fuck
prick.
Your family and get out
get
of the
get that
city.
Dinosaur out of your garden, you prick.
That's literally what AI said. And
can I ask a question?
On.
Right. What percentage of your daily decision making have you outsourced to artificial intelligence?
I think I do it more than him.
Well, you can answer separately. Let's.
I'd use that for everything.
Would you? You've embraced it fully?
Not for everything, but like, kind of for everything. Like, I don't go to Google much. Like, unless I'm searching for, like, I don't know, like, clothes or something. Or something I need to buy. But like, if I need information, I go to ChatGPT and it just gives it to me quicker and a lot more of it. Would you use it for that?
Well, there's some things that you can't Google, like if you're looking for something very specific like that.
It narrows it down, like.
Yeah.
Because you can't like go into Google and then like narrow it down. You have to like specifically search something that you're looking for, but you can't get to that, what you're looking for. So you have to ask ChatGPT to get to that, to give you the steps to get to what you need to get.
AI helped me know that it was National History Week last week as well, and it was telling me things to do. Again, it wasn't.
See, if you had to click the Google image, it would have told you that.
What Google image?
You know when it has like when it says the Google logo, like on Google, above the search bar.
Oh, no, and then it's like, it's a world thing. This is like a very specific to Dublin. And there was a. I kind of found it weird. It was like they had a thing on in the Epic Museum, which was. Oh, bring your kids along to the Epic Museum and they have a display of what the stalls were like on Moore Street. And I'm like, the stalls are still there in Moore Street. Like, you don't need to go to a display, a fucking exhibition as if it's a piece of history. Like, you can just go to Moore Street up the road and get the real experience instead of having these, like, actors pretending to be street traders. That's what it was, the history of street traders in a live exhibition, almost like a performance.
They're always up to something. I was looking for something to do.
Well, if you have kids, you have can't to. Fucking.
Do you ever do any street trading?
Did I ever do any street trading?
You ever work on a stall or anything?
Yeah, I did.
Oh, yeah.
You're mad?
Tell us more.
You told us loads of times what you did.
What did you do?
You used to fucking sell the Dublin fucking
headbands.
Is that what they'd be right in saying that?
Yeah, you did tell us that. Did you do anything else?
I'd set up like stalls on Portland Row, funny enough, in my mate's garden, and we'd sell whatever we had.
Just I used to have sailor works.
Sailor work, yeah.
Did you used to have them on?
I tried that once or twice.
I used to make some money.
No, I don't think so.
Oh, I used to love it.
Yeah, it's great.
I used to make a few quid. They'd give you extra because they felt sorry for you.
Of course, yeah.
You'd like selling them like ladybird books for like £1 and they're like, I'll give you two because you look cute. I'm like, thanks.
I was a charity mugger. You know, one of them people... Well, you know, a charity mug, like
on
that,
the street, sorry, can I talk to you for a second? No, sir, I have to go to work.
Yeah, I've done that.
Go to work.
I trained for a week. It was a week training. And then I was like, right, now it's time to put this into real life action. And I went to wherever the team leader brought me to Parnell Street, of all places. Like, my stomping ground was so humiliating. And I was stopping people. Hey, anyone, can I talk to you for a minute about charity, about concern, or whatever the fuck it was at the time? And I had people like saying, get the fuck out of my face. And I like, really? And I'm like, God, this is
awful. I wouldn't say that, no.
I actually, well, a lot of people would. And
maybe I should say, does that work then?
Just tell them to fuck off?
Yeah.
Well, it works just as well as saying, no, sorry.
But like, do you know if you have to go somewhere, like literally, I'm not going to stop anyway, because if I wanted to donate to charity, I'd just do it. But like, when they say, sorry, can I grab you for a quick sec, just about blah, blah, blah. I'm sorry, I have to be, but they follow you, and they're like, no, but please, only take like two. I'm like, no, I really have to go. but they're still there and they're like, follow you down the road.
Yeah.
And like, will you do? I'll just say, fuck off.
Yeah, say, fuck off, mate. Yeah, I got some dog's abuse for like the 2 hours that I'd done it. And then somebody that I know walked by me and I said, how are you? And then she goes, oh. And she kind of laughed, turned away and walked off. And I said, that was the last straw. I'd done it for 2 hours and I took the hi-vis off and I gave it to me shift leader or whoever it was. And I said, I can't do this. Sorry, man. And he's like, oh, just give her another, give her a few more hours.
No,
give
it.
I was like, no, I can't.
Good luck to you.
And he's like, I'll put you somewhere else. Like, we can put you somewhere else where no one knows you. And I'm like, I'm just not doing this, man. It's like €350 a week and then you get commission on top of the people that you sign up. So part of me was like, what is this? This is some sort of scam. And like the amount of people that he had, the amount of people that you'd have to sign up to even pay their wages. So I was like, I don't like this. I don't feel comfortable. It's icky. I'm out. Mm-hmm. And then I hand him that. And then I went over for a fry in Kingfisher.
Ah, lovely.
Yeah.
Ah, right. What'd you get?
I got a fry.
Yeah, did you?
Yeah.
What's on it? Did you get an extra sausage?
Rasher, fucking egg.
Yeah. You'd have to.
And I just looked at them staying there and continuing the, it's mad. Oh, it's mad. Yeah, I didn't like that. I went door to door selling makeup. I think I told you that.
You don't. Yeah. What was it? Fucking Avon?
No, Victoria Jackson.
Somebody told us that. I forgot it was Victoria Jackson.
What the fuck, man?
Is Victoria Jackson?
I was good. But I only done that for like 2 weeks. What else was there? Me auntie has a stall outside the zoo, you know, that they sell a few bits and pieces. I'd help her every now and again when I was a kid.
Oh, when you were a kid. She still have it?
She still has it, yeah. She still sells it.
What would she sell?
You know,
little teddies and all?
Teddies and snakes and stuff like that.
Oh, all that. Ta.
Bubbles. Clackers.
Ah, they're all
the clackers.
Yeah.
Ta. Yeah, a few bits and pieces. What else? In terms of stalls, I'm trying to think if I...
Staller.
And Staller. Selling this shit.
I always appreciate them people who can like stand up and walk around while the waltzes are just going nuts.
Me fucking fuel truck is up for sale. And we had like 3 people out. Just more organised.
Nasty.
3 people to come out. And, yeah, Nasty came out.
Nasty was one of them.
Fuck's sake.
Yeah, I'll take it. And you're just like, fucking hell.
Oh, you're frightened.
Yeah, I'll take it because I'm interested in opening Ireland's first ever spice bag trailer. So. Yeah, I'm going to take this one. And it was just like, fucking hell, I have to sell it, so whatever. I'm just biting your tongue.
Oh, you can fucking have it. To name your price, you'll prick you.
It's on the market.
Yeah, we had, when we went out to Maids the same day, Maura had organised for a few people to come out to see the food truck, but she had organised for all of them to come out at the exact same time, which is not what you're supposed to do.
It's just nasty. Conor Ryan. Who else? Kieran Dunn. They're all just like, I'll take. What are you getting? Are you going to take it? Because I might take it. Like, I don't know. I might turn it into like a smash burger or something. I'll take it. And you're just like,
do they get the recipe with the truck?
They don't get anything. Like,
no, he's keeping.
I'm not
that.
Selling like the premise.
That's got to be Joe's party piece now. Every time someone comes over, he's like, oh, I'm going to make you the nicest spice bag ever.
Never, Jesus, never again. I often go back and forth a little bit. And I'm like, oh, maybe I'll rent it out to somebody and they can have this fuel truck and we'll just go 50-50 on ourselves. I'm like, no. I just want to clear my hands of it.
Did you have a sign in the truck? Spice pack truck?
Yeah. It was neon sign, yeah.
Was it?
Stick that in the...
I was going to say.
Stick that in the set. Yeah.
How big is that?
It's pretty big. It's,
yeah, it might not fit in the new studio.
Or it's we
might
the same size as the TV.
Yeah, I don't know if we'd have room to store
big,
that.
That is. That's a big TV.
It's a big TV.
For you listening, it's like a 40 inch.
That's a bit bigger than 40 inches.
Oh, that's about...
58, 60?
No, Jesus, mine's 60 and bigger than that. 65 actually is bigger than that.
Of course it is.
Yeah.
What do you mean, of course it is? An old fellow has an 80 inch. I'm a bit jealous of that.
That's too big. That's a cinema screen.
You never know. You need a 65 inch for me and the dogs.
For watching the NFL?
Yeah.
Watching and your Steelers.
Watching the NFL and watching For the Love of Dogs.
That's a fucking down.
We'll have to have something commemorating the Spice Bag truck in the new studio.
Yeah, well, I mean, we have. I had bags, like bespoke bags with the logo and everything. And I said, maybe we'll stick one or two of them.
Hmm. Or the recipe.
I printed it out on the wall. For anyone that wants to make the Lloydos curry.
The curry sauce was so good, man.
So good. Anyway, we had three fucking separate people out, and one of them was really bothered that there was other people there. And he took a wad of money out and he was like, I was ready to give you a deposit.
Well then give it to me then.
But he was like, but I don't like that there's other people here, so
I'll see you later.
That's terrible business, Darren. You are not good at business. Like, good luck, see you later. Like, I'm trying to sell this fucking thing. I'm like, no, wait. Clear these out. Okay, you get out. And then they're like, yeah, we'll take it. And I'm like, well, hang on for a second. Like, you know, let's start a little bit more. Hang on for a second. And then we end up agreeing with the people, the other people that were there. It's like the owner of a big Thai restaurant chain in Dublin
wanted,
or Ireland.
Wanted to buy it.
They said that they'd buy it. So he says, yeah, great, lovely stuff.
Just waving it in your face.
So this is a different person. So your man fucked off for his wad of cash because he didn't like that there was somebody else there at the same time. He was like, what's going on? What is this? Like, I thought I was coming here to buy this. And we were like, oh, well, there's other people that are interested as well. Sorry, man. And he came down from Galway. So he was pissed off anyway. Fair enough. Whatever. And then there was this other couple that came to see you. And they're the owners of this big food chain. And they want to get into events and stuff like that. So they're looking at buying this food truck. And they agreed. So we told the other fella that we're not interested. And then we're selling it to this person. And they kicked the ball down the road. And we were like, right, send over the deposit. And we'll arrange to get the food truck to wherever you are. And then they just stopped responding. And we were like, how are you? Did you send that over? Do you want us to get a tow truck to get the thing to you? Or how do you want to do this? And he just didn't respond. And then we end up calling them. And then they wouldn't answer. We were texting. And we called them a few more times. And then finally they answered. And we were like, hey, did you send the deposit over? Like, what's going on? And they were like, oh, no. We don't want it. And you're like, what? You've been dragging us on for like a week. Like, we said no to other people because you said that you fucking wanted it. And they were like, oh, yeah, it's okay. Thank you. And we're like, don't be saying fucking, I'm pissed off at you. Like, I'm not saying, oh, wanted to punch the phone like a dickhead.
What did they think? That's fine. Like, they're probably just like
there was no apology. I was like, anyway, I'm sorry about that.
Jesus Christ.
But they were fucking they were there on the day showing us photographs on the phone of their famous chefs that they have working for them. And it was one of the chefs that we were on TV with when we went to Virgin AM. Remember your man? He made
Allowed
to eat
it. Yeah. Weren't allowed to eat it. No, not for Northsiders.
You get out.
Get your hands off it and just like bit of chicken hang. Ah, please.
Can I have your leftovers?
Please, no. Ireland AM, please. I skipped breakfast because I thought I was going to be eaten by all the celebrities promoting their books, please.
So yeah, we're meeting someone tomorrow. See if they want it.
Well, I hope it goes well for you.
Thank you.
Just don't invite 10 people. Just go for the one.
Well, that was fucking silly. Maura's like, I was just fucking avoid. Because we've shown it to a few people and you just waste your time going out and then they're not interested. There was one fella who was from Africa.
Came from Africa all the way to have a look?
I don't know where he came from, but he was African and he came from Africa. And he was checking it out. We were like, well, what do you plan on doing with it? We were saying to him. And he goes,
don't do the voice. Don't.
Just say it normal.
Just say normal.
Okay. He said, Congo. I said, what? He says, Congo. His English wasn't great. I said, what do you mean? Are you saying Congo? He goes, yeah, a stadium in Congo. I was like, you want to bring this to a football stadium in the Congo? And he was like, yeah. And then he was like asking how much it was and stuff.
What the fuck?
Nah, that's not true.
I can't wait to see that hidden camera show.
What he's saying is not true. Well, what I'm saying is not true.
You.
Me?
I don't think this man exists.
100%. 100% on Saturday. So three people came.
Someone came.
One was from Galway who flashed his money and fucked off.
One of them worked for a big food chain.
Another one worked for a big food chain who promised that he was going to buy it and never sent the money and blanked us. And then the third fella
was from the Congo.
Was from the Congo and
came all the way over from the Congo.
Yeah.
And said, I want to bring it to a football stadium in the Congo.
Yeah. And he wouldn't. There's nowhere between here and Congo that like you could pick up a food truck. Save on some transport expenses.
Food trucks? They're expensive. And like, this one's not that expensive.
Okay, probably that's
relatively speaking. For what it is like.
Is that a choice to lower the price? Just to get rid of it or?
It's not to lower the price. Like it's what we think it's valued at.
Is it more than what you paid for it?
No.
Less? Or the same?
They're about the same. Like, it's about what it's worth. Maybe a little bit less. Like, I think it's worth more. But like,
we should turn it into a podcast studio.
There's enough of them.
True.
You could say the same about food trucks.
Or a remote go loud studio in Joe's garden.
It's, yeah, but that's what he wanted to do. He wanted to bring it to the stadium in the Congo.
What the fuck? Shipping it cost a lot for that.
Imagine yeah. that though. That, I would love to see that. I'd love to see the very good Spice Bag truck.
You'd nearly go
in
with
the
him.
Stadium in the Congo.
You'd nearly go with him for the trip.
Have it. I was like, have
keep it.
Keep
it actually. He's if like, you're going that far, Jesus, just take it off me.
If that man exists and if he had that interaction with you, Joe,
yeah,
that has to be a core story for something. I mean, there's no logic in buying a fucking food truck in Dublin
and bringing it to the Congo.
Yeah.
That there is no logic in that at all. Were you kind of like, what?
We were very confused. We were like, you want to bring this to the Congo? What? Like, surely, Jesus, is there no food trucks in Africa that you can just buy and drive it to the Congo? And is there stadiums in the Congo? Is that?
Oh, yeah.
Is the Congo a jungle? Or is the Congo a country?
It's a country. It's a very big country. It has jungles.
And stadiums.
Stadiums.
It's the second biggest country in Africa.
What's the worst?
Good question. I'm going to guess.
Is the Sahara a country?
I'm going to say Algeria, yeah.
Or Morocco. Algeria?
Or Morocco.
Did you say Morocco? It's tiny.
Morocco's tiny.
Morocco's an island, isn't it?
Algeria, there you go. No, I just knew it was one of them up north.
Yeah, it's got to be. It's got to be. So yeah, that was my interaction.
Did you have any other chat with them?
Yeah.
Like you're a man who of a curious nature. So surely...
I presume you wanted to get right down.
What else did you get from his backstory? Yeah.
From his backstory, he wasn't giving a lot away. He was just kind of asking about the truck and we were close.
I feel like the type of man to pull someone aside and say, what's going on?
Yeah.
Oh, he wasn't giving out away. That's what I was saying. Like, I was like, the Congo? He was like, yes, Congo. Sorry, I did the accent. He said, yeah,
Don't.
I said, what do you mean the Congo? And he was like, stadium in Congo. Like, his English was very
broken,
very minimal. Or maybe he just wasn't giving out away. He was playing his cards close to his chest.
Yeah.
But also, my mentality was, the Galway fella's already gone and he flashed his cash, so maybe he's a sale. And then the other two were literally standing there saying that he wanted it. And we were like, well, we need to kind of see what everyone else says first. But they were literally, can we take it now? The people that then didn't answer the phone.
What's that all about?
I don't know.
Probably got a different one.
Probably got, I don't know. I honestly have no idea. Pure rude. Maybe they were just, I don't know. I've no fucking idea. So then when it came to the time we were talking to the lad from the Congo, I was kind of like, well, we've already sold it and we don't have to worry about shipping it to the Congo in my head. So I wasn't really interested in him by the time it came to him.
Yeah.
Fascinated.
Yeah.
Did he give you a number or anything to continue the negotiations?
Well, I have his number, but it's up to them to follow up. Like, you know.
Oh, and then can find out more here.
I wouldn't be ringing him.
Is that what you were thinking? No,
it's just me from selling the truck van thing. Is there any chance you could jump? I have a podcast as well. I'm just wondering, could jump on and talk about it?
Who's the biggest football team in the Congo?
Let me find that out for you now.
Africa. The African national team.
TP Mazembe, according to Google.
TP Mazembe, yeah, that's true. Yeah, yeah. And that's the AI overview. So it's definitely true.
The Steelers sign, the Steelers logo kind of looks like the Google AI overview line.
Yeah, just that there's like three, isn't it?
Three stars.
Copycats.
I think so.
They should have patented it.
I'm at the patent and the three stars. You can't have it.
I'm going to Google food truck Congo. Maybe there's something going on. There's a wider conspiracy here. There's a place called Congo Box. But that just looks like it's... This says Congo Box, New York. Let me dig deeper. I'm going to dig deeper.
Did you ever love someone so much?
You do it awful. Oh, I don't know the rest.
Oh, on the weekend, I taught Oliver how to cycle a bike. That was a big moment. Big, big, special moment.
Is he cycling it?
He's cycling. Done it all. Started kicking it off.
I wish I had a dad who taught me how to cycle a bike.
I didn't learn how to cycle until I was 16.
Really?
Yeah.
That's fucking weird.
That's interesting.
Yeah.
Not weird, but like...
How did you get by in town not being able to cycle until you're 16?
How did you get away from the Garda at all? is what he's trying to say.
Just on foot. Just knew the back alleys, man. Laneways and back alleys.
16, cycling a bike.
Yeah. That's when I learned how to cycle a bike. I got one for Christmas, and my brother brought me out, and
I feel like 16, you're kind of like a little bit mature.
It was embarrassing.
A little bit.
Doing the whole like,
Yeah.
A little bit mature. Is that what I'd be correct in saying? A little bit mature?
Yeah, I think you're being kind to him there.
We weren't mature at 16. This is what you want me to say?
I was just saying, like, 6 is probably when you start learning the bike, isn't it?
Around that age, yeah.
Yeah. Not 16, yeah. Like, yeah. He's well past the...
I could just picture you being sick, like, tall and almost have a beard.
I was. That the whole point is that I was way too old. Yeah, I was very, like, I was 16 and I had my new Christmas clothes on and I was going out cycling and my brother was like pushing me, like, who was probably 18 or 19 at the time, on Christmas morning, pushing me up the canal road.
What bike was it?
I don't remember what bike it was. Something from Smith's or some shit bike, like, don't know. But I was scared. And I didn't even get it. It took me a few days to get it, like. But I was,
was
a late bloomer. Late bloomer.
Sure, I can't drive a car and I'm 33. I think that's more embarrassing.
That's not. Well, it's a little bit embarrassing as well. A little bit. But it's not the worst. If you live in town, there's no need to drive.
Yeah.
Oh, well, Finglas maybe.
It's kind of similar. Everything's
close.
Yeah,
there's no excuses now if you're
fucking
in Finglas.
I'm an idiot, I could never go on rollerblades.
No.
That's not weird, though. I feel like rollerblades is like optional.
Yeah.
It's not like everyone's on rollerblades. Like, the odd person's on rollerblades. Yeah. Everyone's on bikes, though. Like, cycle a bike to school.
Yeah.
You know? You don't rollerblade to school.
No.
Be battered.
You'd be kicked. Someone would kick your feet.
Someone would bat you.
Yeah. Yeah, definitely. Give you a hiding.
You get a good hiding for wearing rollerblades to school.
Would you have to carry your shoes, then change area rollerblades?
That's what I mean. It's not an option. It's just not optional.
No. That's why a bike does bike racks. You can leave your bike at the bike rack.
Yeah, there's not like fucking rollerblade places to lock your rollerblades.
Yeah.
That's why I never went on rollerblades. And when I did, I fell. I was very afraid of them. Even the four ones. Not the four ones.
I know the four ones, yeah, with the stopper on the front.
Yeah, couldn't go on them. It's like when you put them on, just instantly go, huh.
Yeah, it's wheels on your feet, it's unnatural.
Yeah, it's like, oh, I really want to walk.
How old were you when you learned how to go on a bike? Who taught you if your dad wasn't around?
We won't get into it.
Why?
Very touchy subject for me.
Learning how to go on a bike, what happened?
I can't talk about it. Oh, yes, and...
Big Soph?
Soph, yeah.
Did he?
No, I think... I don't know.
You don't know?
Like a cousin or something helped me. I don't know. Or maybe I just was like fucking class at it straight away on my own.
Picked it up.
Just picked up the bike and went, just cycle it.
Now that I think of it, I've actually never seen you cycling a bike. So maybe you can't cycle a bike.
I'll cycle the bike.
I've never seen you cycle a bike.
You never seen me cycling a bike, no. I never seen you cycling a bike.
Bro, you go on, I know how to balance on a scooter.
You That's
a scooter.
Different.
I don't think so. I've never seen you on the scooter.
I could never picture Owen cycling a bike.
I could picture Owen cycling a bike. I'd say he has like the gear and everything. Like,
oh, I haven't cycled a bike for... You have the whole works. Like it and all. Cycling shorts.
He's like a water bottle in the frame and everything.
Yeah, little water bottle there, a little bell.
Yeah. Don't even have a bike, but you should carry on.
A helmet that goes backwards for the aerodynamics.
Yeah.
A Trek helmet. I agree with you. I don't believe you can cycle a bike.
I've never seen you cycling.
I haven't cycled a bike in years, but I feel like if I tried to cycle it, it'd be a bit like, oh.
I don't think you can cycle a bike.
No.
Can't cycle a fucking bike.
I don't think you can.
Fucking can't cycle a bike.
When was the last time you cycled a bike?
I'd say like 2 years ago. About two years ago.
You had to think so hard.
The last time I was on a bike is when I done that sketch with your man. You're going bricker.
But you weren't on the bike.
But I had a shot of his bike. I needed the full bricker experience.
You weren't on the
bike.
And
I was
though.
A bit like.
He was on the bike.
I was doing that a little bit like with the front wheel. Like, I was like, all right.
Have you got a bit of a Mandela effect in your own mind when you cycling?
Might. Yeah.
So you don't think I've ever cycled a bike?
I don't know. I
had a chopper bike.
Joe
was robbed
has won
on
me. Over.
I had a chopper when I was a kid.
I'd say maybe it was like a trike or something. Maybe you were thinking of a tricycle. Oh,
feck off.
Or it had stabilisers on it.
I'll fucking send you a video later of me cycling a bike.
That could be AI.
Yeah, I suppose actually.
That's true.
I have to show you.
I have to see in person.
Here, call Soph there and ask him. Can you cycle?
Can I cycle a bike? Come on, mate, go on there. Say, can I cycle a bike?
Or Amy.
because Amy just like will say, no, you can't, like. Just because she knows I'm recording a podcast, and she likes to do this thing lately where she just like disagrees with me about everything that I've done, especially cycling bikes.
I'll call Amy.
You're going to call Amy?
I'll call Amy.
He doesn't even have Amy's
number. How do you have Amy's number?
He doesn't even have our number. Am I ringing Soph or not?
I don't have Amy's number. She does a podcast with us. I presume they have the number. Yeah, ring Soph. And then ring him
up. Do you have Amy's number?
She's in work though. I'll have to text her before I ring her. Probably asleep, up all night watching fucking SmackDown.
Lucky you.
Well, I asked Fontaine's DC if I can cycle up.
Call your mother.
Yes? Hello?
Yeah, of course you can fucking cycle a bike.
Why you ask me that for? Real offended over it, like, what are you on about?
She says, I don't know.
Yeah. Hey, Ma.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay, there. I can cycle a bike. She just said it.
Didn't
I have loads of bikes when I was younger?
Yeah, why are you asking that?
But on two wheels. Miss Conway, can you cycle a bike on two wheels?
You can cycle a bike anywhere, anytime.
There you hear. I'll see you after. That'll do me. Right. That'll do me.
Any place, anytime.
Put that on her gravestone.
That makes me believe it less, though.
Any place, anytime.
That sounds preempted, like I asked her to say that yesterday.
That sounds like...
Place, anytime.
A mother who was going to back you up regardless.
Also, I didn't like how you presented the question, like, can't I ride a bike? Can't I do that, yeah? You should have said, can I not?
I can cycle a bike, can't I?
Yeah. That's setting it up for a yes.
Let's have a vape in the studio.
I don't think you can cycle a bike. I simply don't.
How can I prove that to you? Just get on, like, bring
a
bike?
I want to see you cycling a bike. One of these days you're going to have to show me.
I feel
me.
Like I've cycled a bike around you before.
I've never seen you cycling a bike. Never. I would think that was... I wouldn't even know what that would look like. That would be hilarious to even look at.
Would it really though? Would it really though?
Fucking hilarious, yeah. I don't know why. I just think it would be so funny like seeing you cycling.
Turn this into a big event.
Come to the Spire.
Buzz to the Spire. Like that bottle of Lucozade years ago.
Yes.
Come to the Spire and watch me drink a bottle of Lucozade. Like 5,000 clicks. Attending, like.
Oh man, I'm trying to think of that. Even in like a sketch or anything. No, never.
Yeah, I feel like I have, but then I think like thinking further down, I'm like, no, maybe I didn't cycle in front of you. I need to cycle.
It's okay if you can't cycle a bike. It's all right. My dad couldn't swim.
You did see me cycling a bike.
When?
The electric fucking bike I had.
I never seen you cycling that.
Do you remember I fucking cycled the town on it? We were doing free gaff.
No.
Yeah.
No, I never seen that bike. You only ever told me about that Voido bike.
Voido bike, just to look at it.
Wait, you never went on it. Into the podcast on it, like, you'd be flying down the Finglish Road and all. No, never seen you on that. You never came into town on that Voido bike to record Free Gaff.
I did.
You didn't.
I swear I did.
You didn't.
I did. I put it in Jerry's boot and he gave us a lift home then, because I couldn't cycle it. Remember?
Like that all the way into town, like stopping yourself.
Just like walking with it into town. Thanks very much for listening. I hope you enjoyed that.
Hope you had a great time.
Yeah.
Hope you laughed.
Hope you got a bit of you time out of that. A bit of time for yourself.
Yeah. When do you listen to podcasts, Darren?
Never.
When you're getting a bit of you time, no? When you're in the gym, pumping.
No, I haven't been there in a while.
When you're in the bath?
Haven't got a bath.
When you're in the shower, crying?
I don't have one.
When you're in the sink?
Yeah.
That's when you listen to your podcasts?
Yeah.
When you're just sitting in the sink?
Yeah.
Hey, wherever you can get your you time.
Thanks.
Thanks. Nice one.
Thanks, Alan.
Fucking weird, that one.
You know what?
What?
I actually think I'd suit a moustache.
Yeah.
Handlebars or something, you know, or like a Tom Selleck yoke.
You'd look more like the fella that checks tickets on the 27 bus.
Leave it out. Maybe so, but before November, and that's what really matters, Joe, it's about raising awareness for men's health, mental health and suicide, cancer, relationships and stuff lads don't always talk about.
Movember's been funding over 1,300 projects worldwide since 2003. In Ireland alone, they've helped over 10,000 players, parents and coaches build mental fitness and resilience through GAA clubs, and they've pumped €2.5 million into prostate cancer research at UCD.
And you don't even need to grow a moustache. You can move 60 kilometres, host a mad event or do your own daft challenge.
Right. I'll grow the moustache. You walk the trot.
I might as well. Sure, I'm wearing a tracksuit anyways, Joe, huh?
The moustache is calling. Raise funds, save lives. Sign up now at movember.com/register.